This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the love of God, that you need to know and believe the love of God. And we talked about how God is love. Now, it is true that He is just, but He is not justice. He has justice. He implements justice. He has judgment. He implements judgment. But ultimately, He is love. Now, these things might be hard for you to take. And rather than just turn these things off, allow yourself to be persuaded. And I'm going to show you this here for just a second, because sometimes when we first hear about the love of God, I've got some things coming up I'm going to teach you that you're going to have to persuade your mind, because they are going to be so beyond good to be true that you are going to be sitting saying, that is not possible, and yet it is. It's actually already an established fact. But we've been talking about this, and we started here in Romans 8:31. Once again, please go to KurtOwen.com and do a couple things. Listen to all of these messages, even if you listen to anything you've missed, because we're building day by day, and listen to everything and listen to them over and over again. Also, while you're there, there's a lot of other materials too. It's not just on this. Well, also, while you're there, sign up for the Love, Knowing and Believing the Love of God Daily Devotional. We'll begin to send it to you, and it'll begin to, it's in an email, takes about a minute to read, but it'll be encouraging you every day. So every day you're renewing your mind and beginning to think in line with the love of God. And you can do all of that at KurtOwen.com. Now, here it is again, Romans 8, 31. And he says, "For what shall we say of these things then? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Okay? You need to see yourself, if you are a child of God, you need to see that God is for you. God desires to help you. He's on your side. That's the reason that the psalm says, I think it's Psalm 118, God, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You need to begin to see that. You need to begin to believe that. You need to begin to accept that. Now, he goes on here and he says, and this is actually an excellent question, and we've talked about it a little. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? God has already demonstrated his love. He's already given Jesus. He gave his own son for you. What is he going to withhold from you now? Is he going to withhold, after he gave up his own son, is he going to withhold your rent? Is he going to withhold your mortgage? Is he going to withhold help for your sickness and disease? Is he going to withhold help for prosperity? No, actually, in Jesus, Jesus took care of all of those things. He bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. He became poor so that we could be made rich. Jesus took care of all of that because God is giving to you, notice again, freely. Freely give us all things. Not you got to earn it to get all things. Now, why would God freely give you all things? What's the catch? He's in love with you. Yeah, but I've made mistakes. Yeah, but he's in love. Yeah, but I've blown it. Do you really think he'll help you? I know he'll help you. Why? Because he's in love. He's in love. He's in love. He's in love with you. So he goes on here and he says this, "Who shall bring a charge against God's elect?" Everybody thinks God will. Paul specifically said, nope, it's not going to be God. It is God who justifies. So if somebody is bringing a charge against God's elect and trying to condemn, it's not God. For specifically, he goes on into condemnation. Who is he who condemns? It can't be Jesus. It is Christ who died and furthermore is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercessions for us. If you are condemned, if you are feeling judged and condemned, it is not the Father. Understand something. When God tells you you're wrong and that you're in sin, He is not condemning you, and He's not trying to judge you in the sense that He's trying to make you feel like dirt. That is not true. The only charge that God will ever bring against you is this, for as far as if you're a lost person, is will you accept Jesus? And the only time you need to worry about what about the charges God bring against you will be in heaven when you stand before Him, when you line up your life to His will, and where the two come together, you receive reward, and where the two are apart, it gets burned up, and as though it's you're saved as though through fire. This is the reason it's important to do the will of God for your life. But God is not the one condemning you. God is not the one sitting there accusing you day and night. Not with the intent to condemn you. No, he'll tell you you're wrong. I have him tell me I'm wrong all the time. But he's not beating me up about it. He's just saying, it's just like having a test. You got a test, you got a sheet of paper there, and somebody put wrong, X on it, you got the question wrong. The teacher doesn't hate you, not if it's a good teacher, doesn't hate you. Teacher's not against you. No, the teacher's just telling you this is incorrect. Okay, so he goes on here and he says, who shall separate us from the love of God? But I think this is important. Again, who is he condemning him? Jesus is sitting right next to is the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. Is he going to at once ask you for help for you and at the same time say you're a dog? It's not him. It's not him. That's a lie. You're believing a lie. Yeah, but I heard this voice and God told me that he was angry with me. That's not God. That's not God. I can prove it to you scripture. I just don't have time to do it right now. Here's the thing. He goes on here. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Do you know how many older saints that have been saved their entire life, when I talk to them in their last days, they're wondering if God loves them? Do you know how many people that when they fall into a temptation test or trial say, well, if God loved me, why is this happening? What has happened? They believe somehow that this tribulation has separated this from the love of God. When you fall into a problem, now hear me and hear me well. It is not God's love that is on trial. It's your love for Him. Will you stay faithful? Will you hold fast? God's love has already been demonstrated. Jesus has come. People all the time, they get involved in a temptation test or trial. Well, if God loved me, He'd help me. God has already helped you. He has already provided everything that pertains to life and godliness before you were ever born. In the Lord Jesus, He's provided everything. You obtain it through precious promises. When people walk away from God in the midst of a test or trial, it's not because God didn't love them. It's because they did not love God and hold fast to their love of God. When you are in a test or trial and you say, where is God? Where is God? Why doesn't He love me? Why won't He help me? You're asking the wrong question. This is the question you should be asking. Why aren't I holding fast? Why don't I love God more than the persecution and the challenge that I'm facing? Why would I withdraw my love just because I'm having problems? He says here, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Shall tribulation separate you from the love of Christ? No, not unless you let it go. Not unless you begin to question. Shall distress? No. Shall persecution? No. People get persecuted. I thought God loved me. He does. Just because you're being persecuted doesn't separate you from the love of God. If you'll hold fast, God will deliver you from the persecution. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Why? Because He's in love with them. He's in love with them. Famine? You know, you start having some lean times and all of a sudden you start doubting God's love. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Shall nakedness, peril, or the sword? You know, when you have problems, why is it we automatically question God? Marcus is like a son to me, and one day he asked me a question that I thought, I mean, really, it's fundamental. But people start having problems, and they start blaming God. And sometimes they blame, they don't even necessarily blame themselves. They don't, well, here's what he asked. People sit there and he says, in situations in life, there's God, there's the devil, and there's you. And he said, why is it that when people have a problem, they blame the one person in the relationship that's perfect, that has never done anything wrong? Why don't you blame you? You missed it. You sowed to the flesh. Won't you blame the devil that he attacked you? Why is it that we blame God? Why? Because we think somehow this thing has separated us from the love of God, and it's not true. But notice what Paul says this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That's how he starts it off. Can any of this stuff do it? No. But then notice what he says. As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. You know, there are people attacking Paul every day. Every day they were coming out to destroy him. And notice what he says about these things. I haven't been separated from the love of God. Verse 37, yet in all these things we are more than a conqueror through him who loved us. How can you keep your faith strong in persecutions? By realizing that God is in love with you. I am more than a conqueror, not just through, you know, his word, not just through me praying, not just through me confessing the word. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. That's why I have the word to confess. That's why Jesus died for me. That's why I have this covenant, because God is in love with me, and the one that's in love with me has made me more than a conqueror. And nothing can separate me from his love. You've got to accept this. You've got to believe it. In fact, we're going to talk about this next time, about how powerful this is, but about the fact that even Paul himself had to be convinced to receive the love of God. But this is saying right here, if you have walked away from God because you got involved in a fiery trial and you think somehow he didn't love you, no. God loved you even in the midst of that trial. And if you would have quit doubting his love and instead saying, I don't care what's going on. God loves me and he's going to deliver me. I don't care how I feel. God loves me and he's going to deliver me. My Father loves me. He is for me. He is supporting me. He is standing with me. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. This tribulation cannot separate me from the love of God. And if I can't be separated from the love of God, then I'm going to be more than a conqueror. I won't just whip this thing. I'll whip it so bad. People say, he didn't just conquer. He was more than a conqueror. He or she. This, you need to be convinced of this God's love for you. But if you're not, stick around. We're going to help you. Go to curdowen.com. Listen to these messages over and over again. But if you're having trouble with this, you're not alone. There's plenty of people. We're going to hear what Paul had to say about it. Please pay attention to these important messages. He's going to tell you about some free gifts we have for you.
Attention, faithful men of God. Mark your calendars and get prepared. This October 10th, 11th, and 12th, Curt Owen Ministries will be hosting the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's advance will be taking place at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain. These powerful, faith-filled 3 days in October will include anointed messages from Curt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, along with Pastor Patrick Odeling. These meetings will remind us that God's word in our mouths is just as powerful as God's word in his mouth. It really is. You owe it to yourself to get these messages down inside of you so that when you speak to any mountain in your life, that mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this faith advance. So save the dates and keep listening. Registration will be opening soon. You do not want to miss this tremendously powerful weekend. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Curt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to curtowen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Curt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well,